ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಶಂಕರಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾಂ ವಿದ್ವಿಷಾವಹೈ ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿಃ. ಓಂ ಲೆವೆಂತ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಮಹತಃ ಪರಮ ವ್ಯಕ್ತಂ ಅವ್ಯಕ್ತಾತ್ ಪುರುಷಃ ಪರಃ ಪುರುಷಾನ್ನ ಪರಂ ಕಿಂಚಿತ್ ಸಾ ಕಾಷ್ಠಾ ಸಾ ಪರಾಗತಿಃ. ಸೊ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಮಷ್ಟಿ ಈಶ್ವರ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ಇಫ್ ಯು ಟೇಕ್ what is beyond everything is para purushaha paraha, the all pervasive reality. Alone here implied as purushaha, as the swarupam of the whole, the total. Sarvam purayati iti purushaha, pure ushati iti purushaha. Pure ushati, the reality which alone is there as the innermost essence of every being, is said to be purusha, because every pure ushati resides in every puram, every body imagines complex as the very truth. Like water is the purusha with reference to every wave. Like here, the pure consciousness is the purusha with reference to every individual being. And water is that which fills the entire ocean. Water is the purusha with reference to ocean. So here also the pure consciousness, sarvam purayati iti purusha, that which fills everything is also purusha. Therefore purusha is the exalted, paraha, superior. To what? So purusha is beyond even avyaktam. Purusha is superior to avyaktam. Purusha is greater than avyaktam. Purusha is more exalted than avyaktam. Ever purusha is the most exalted. Why avyaktam is superior? Avyaktam is superior because avyaktam also is beginningless. Avyaktam also is endless. Avyaktam is indestructible. Avyaktam is also the material cause. Avyaktam is anadi, beginningless, endless, changeless. Now avyaktam is that in the form of which the entirety of the universe remains unmanifested, undifferentiated as one power. Avyaktam is superior, but here purusha is superior to the avyaktam. And this mahataha param avyaktam, and this avyaktam is mahataha param, superior to the intellect, greater than the cosmic intellect. Because cosmic intellect itself is only when the avyaktam undergoes a change, mahat comes into existence. Cosmic intelligence, cosmic intellect can come into existence only when avyaktam undergoes a change. When the mahat also resolves, only then there will be avyaktam. Now avyaktam has remained resolved in purusha. Where does purusha remain resolved? Purusha remains resolved as the purusha. Means purusha doesn't rise, it doesn't resolve here. It's as though rising, as though resolving. When the maya rises, purusha is as though rising. When maya resolves, purusha is as though resolving. Purusha is of nature changelessness. Therefore, mahataha param avyaktam, avyaktat paraha purushaha, purushat param kinchit na. There's nothing greater than, superior to, beyond the purusha. Therefore, sa kashta sa paragatihi. That is the Everything should culminate only in the truth. Therefore, sakashta. And that paragati is the absolute end. So just nod your head. Have we done this bhashyam? So you have to move into next mantra. 12th mantra. Okay. So dvadashaha mantra. Pratamodhyaye tritiyayam valyam dvadashaha mantra. In the previous mantra, we came across the word gatihi. Gatihi is a ikarantaha stilingaha gati shabdaha. Stilinga shabdaha. Gatihi is a feminine form of gamanam. Gamanam. Gamanam is a neuter noun. Gatihi is a feminine noun. So gatihi means movement, going. Gatihi also means the destination, the end of the end of movement, end of the final destination is also gatihi. Also gamanam. Gamanam means moving, movement. Gamanam also means the final destination. But here, the gatihi, we saw, sa parakashta, sa paragatihi. Sa paragatihi. That is the absolute end. That is the ultimate goal. There's nothing beyond that goal. Accomplishing which everything else becomes accomplished as it were. That is the absolute goal, absolute end. Sa paragatihi. Therefore, regarding that gatihi, Shankara Bhagavatpada presents his question in his commentary and he is going to himself resolve that doubt also. And understand here in his following mantra. Before going to mantra, here he presents his bhashyam before even the mantra. Now, whenever you come across this word nanu, it means a question. Nanu, gatihi cha. Nanu gatihi chet. Gatihi chet. Agatya api bhavitavyam. Agatya api bhavitavyam. Agatya api bhavitavyam. Katham. Yasmat bhuyaha na jayate iti. So, Shankara Bhagavatpada, before he takes us to 12th mantra, he proposes an objection or question just to enhance our own clarity. Please make a note, whenever the word nanu comes, the nanu always stands for the objection. Objection means what? Some doubt has been raised by a person who is of the opposite side or an opponent. You need not be an opponent. Another person who is listening to the teaching can become an opponent also. Opponent means Purapakshi. Gatihi chet. Agatyapi bhavitavyam. Katham yasmat bhuyaha na jayate iti. So here the word gatihi, which means literally movement or final destination, implies mokshaha. Mokshaha is the paramaha purushartha, parama gatihi. Mokshaha is paramaha purushartha, parama gatihi. Why? The implied meaning of the word moksha is happiness. Though it literally means freedom. So discovering fullness, limitlessness, happiness as one's own sarupam. Then the person's, all his disease will come to an end. The very essence will resolve in the very sarupam. Therefore, the sense of fulfillment. When all the desires and thoughts resolve, remain, non-triggerably remain resolved, then the mind will be resolved for good. So when the Parabdha gets exhausted, if the mind will not be there, therefore, assuming another body being born again is not possible. And not being born again without having one's mind resolved is called Videha Muktihi. So Videha Muktihi means not being born again. So Videha Muktihi is possible only if a person has Jivan Mukti. At least towards the end of his life, at least at the time of leaving physical body, one must attain moksha. Jivan one must born attain moksha. Only then Videha Muktihi is possible. So here, and Videha Muktihi is meant by the word Gatihi here. Gatihi Chet Agatyapi Bhavitavyam. What he means, even though the word Gatihi literally means the absolute end, moksha, especially Videha Muktihi, he says that Gatihi Chet means Gatihi Prapta Chet. Gatihi Prapta Chet means if the moksha has been attained, when is it attained? A person attains moksha. Actually, moksha is taking ownership of one's own sarupam. Claiming one's sarupam being moksha, freedom, limitlessness. That is expression of an assimilation of the vision of one's sarupam. So here, it's not just an event happening in time. So but here, if the moksha, yadi gatihi moksha chet. Chet means yadi. Yadi moksha gati. Mokshaha gatihi. Mokshaha praptaha chet syat. Yadi gatihi prapta chet. Gatihi prapta chet. Or gatihi prapta syat. Agatyapi bhavitavyam. Agatya bhavitavyam means what? We break it. Agati api bhavitavyam. Gatihi is there. Agatihi also must happen. Gatihi means going. Agatihi means coming. Like gamanam, agamanam. Gamanam, going. Agamanam, coming. So gatihi, going. Agatihi, coming. Coming means what? Returning. Therefore, gatihi, agatihi, going, coming. So, what the question is, gatihi che agati api, agatyapi, agatyapi. Rachu agatyapi. Bhavitavyam. Katam yasmat bhuyaha na jayate iti. If mokshaha is something attainable, attained in a given time and place, then there must be returning also. There must be returning also. Returning also must happen. Katam yasmat bhuyaha na jayate iti. How is it said? Once going is there, there must be returning also. How is it said? Again this person does not return. Again he is not born again. The person who attains moksha will not be born again. He is not going to be born again. Going to be born again. Bhuyaha na jayate iti. Katham. How is it said? How is it possible? Whoever goes should come back. Whoever attains, then he should come back. Attaining moksha should come back. Because moksha is meant by the word gatihi. Gatihi means going. Going should be followed by what? Returning, coming back. So, பவித்தவ்யம், ஆகத்தி அப்படி பவித்தவ்யம், ஆகத்தியாவி பவித்தவ்யம். கதம் எஸ்மாத் பூயக ந ஜாயத்தே இதி, ஹவ் இஸ் இட் சேட் தட் ஃப்ரம் தி அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் மோக்ஷ அகெயின் ஒன் இஸ் நாட் பார்ன், ஹவ் இஸ் இட் சேட் இஸ் தி க்வெஸ்சன். சோ நான் ரிட்டர்னிங் இன் டு திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் இன் டெர்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் விதேக முக்தி, ஹவ் இஸ் இட் பாசிபிள், விதேக முக்தி ஹவ் இஸ் இட் பாசிபிள், this is the question, it's not real question, just to make it very clear for our own clarity. Shankara Bhagavad, as if he has somebody, an opponent in his discussion who raises this question he is presenting. See, to make it very, videha mukti, once a person attains jivan mukti, a jivan mukta definitely will attain videha mukti, he will not come back. He will not come back in any form. Many people talk about people coming through planchets and talking through planchets. And again, Jnani is coming back into this world as Siddha Purusha. Big confusions. He wants to be born again. He's going to be born in this place. And people go and buy lands also. They want to go and buy in some places. In India, some places, some Mahatma was said to be, was going to be born again, they were saying. So he himself announced that he would be born in such a place. So with the place which he mentioned that he would be born again there, and people want to go and buy, invest money in that, on that place already. So the land prices were gone up there. But what Shastram says, Ajnani will never return. It is not my words. Shastram says, Jnani will never return. If a person attains Jnanam while living, you can't attain Jnanam when you are not here. After death, one can't attain. Okay, you have to be born again. You must have body, mind, it's complex. You must be living in this world. You must make use of your buddhi. And you must attain Jnanam here only. That is why Jnanam is possible only when a person is alive. So you have to come back into this world to attain Jnanam. But once you attain Jnanam, then completely the identity becomes shifted. Really, moksha is not attained. Moksha is something discovered, claimed, taken as one's own swarupa. What is moksha? Atma is ever free. When a person shifts his identity from anatma, body, mind, complex to the atma, and atma implies the abstract formless reality, the pure consciousness. Consciousness is ever free from all limitations. Or free from all limitations or blemishes, is absolutely free. And consciousness is of the nature of limitlessness, fullness. When a person claims consciousness as one's own sarupa, one's own, the truth of oneself, then he claims limitlessness, fullness, happiness as one's own sarupa. He does not attain freedom then. So freedom is already the sarupma of the atma. He claims, he takes ownership of freedom as one's own self, one's own nature. So claiming is take ownership of freedom, which is already there, is attainment of moksha. So moksha, the freedom in terms of limitlessness, being one's own sarupam, it is not something attained. It cannot be lost, which is before the knowledge also. You are always free, already free. After the knowledge also, you continue to be free because it's your sarupam. Sarupam means that which does not undergo any change. Sarupam being unchangeable, changeless, is always there. So being hot is the intrinsic, unchangeable nature of the fire. So being free is, being free, being limitless is the very nature of the atma. When a person looks at one's own self as atma, so freedom is his sarupam. Therefore, it is never lost. Once a person discovers that an atma is ever free from birth and death, because of the shift, this cognitive shift happens on the part of a jnani, the standpoint of a jnani, he is not born again. and the person has discovered this truth, his mind will be resolved for good. After jnanam, mind cannot survive. The mind can survive only as long as ajnanam is. As long as ajnanam is, all the thoughts are possible, emotions are possible, desires are possible, likes and dislikes are possible, anger is possible. So, drive to do things also is possible. Only as long as ajnanam is there, it's all possible. In jnanam, one does not give up desires. Desires will naturally resolve. All emotions will naturally resolve. We're all triggered by the fundamental problem centered on I. The common human fundamental problem of sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy, centered on I alone, contributes for the triggering of those emotions. In the wake of the jnana, when the fundamental problem becomes resolved, all those emotions also will remain non-triggerably resolved for good. Therefore, there cannot be something called mind after when the person leaves his physical body. The mind is there as long as parabdha karma phalam is there. Mind will be there, present in the body. The parabdha karma phalam gets exhausted, the mind will leave the physical body. After leaving the physical body, mind will be resolved for good. Mind will not be there. Therefore, assuming a body is not possible, being born again is not at all possible. In Mundaka Upanishad, we understood very clearly how jnanis do not return. What was the example given? Just as the fish which is swimming in the water do not leave any prints, footprints behind it. The birds fly in the sky do not leave any footprints. So also jnanis do not come back. Do not leave any trace behind. Do not come back. All the made clear. But still here, because the word gatihi has been used in the place of mokshaha. So gatihi, after having attained that moksha gatihi, a person will not return. So here is simply the poor Pakshi is asking the question. Gatihi chet agatya api bhavitavyam. Agatya api bhavitavyam. See, agatya is the third case. Third case of agatihi. Please make a note. Agatya is the third case of agatihi. Not agati api. Agatya api bhavitavyam. There must happen returning also. There must be returning also. Agatya is it api bhavitavyam. Agatya is a third case of agati. So agatya api bhavitavyam means it's an impersonal voice. Therefore agatya. Agatya api bhavitavyam. There must be returning also. How is it said? Bhuyahana jayate iti. How is it said that again a person is not born again? Katham. That's the question. No, he himself gives an answer. Naisha doshaha. Na eshaha doshaha. Are you all following? Okay. Naisha doshaha. Na eshaha doshaha. Have you got it now? Agatya. Agatya bina bhavitavyam. Agatya is the third case of agati. Is it clear now? Yeah. It's impersonal voice. Okay. Naisha doshaha. Na eshaha doshaha. No. There's nothing wrong in saying, having attained the moksha, the person is not born again, will not be born again. This is not wrong. na yeshaha doshaha. This statement is not wrong. Sarvasya pratyagatmatvat, sarvasya pratyagatmatvat avagatihi eva gatihi iti upacharyate. Very beautiful. Sarvasya pratyagatmatvat, sarvasya pratyagatmatvam, pratyagatmatvat avagatihi eva gatihi iti upacharyate. Understanding alone is said to be attainment. Avagatihi is equal to understanding. Gatihi means attainment. Understanding Atma, reaching the Atma in terms of knowledge, attaining the Atma in terms of knowledge, understanding the Atma alone is said to be attainment. Understanding of moksha, being one's own sarupam, understanding the Atma and attaining Atma in terms of knowledge, attaining sarupam of Atma in terms of knowledge alone is said to be attainment of freedom. Gatihi iti upacharyate. Okay. Why understanding of the freedom being one's own sarupam or attainment of one's own sarupam in terms of knowledge is said to be attainment of moksha? Because pratyagatmatvat, Atma has the status of being the innermost nature, self essence of everyone, every being. Sarvasya. Sarvasya of every being, of every individual, of every being, sarvasya. Pratyagatmatvat. Atma has the status. Atma, the all-pervasive reality, abstract, subtlest, formless reality, implied by the term Atma alone, has the status of being the Pratyagatma. Pratyagatma, innermost self, the content of I, of every being. Therefore, moksha is not something to be attained, understanding only. Therefore, avagatihi eva gatihi, understanding itself is attainment. Knowing is attainment. Attaining, knowing is attaining. Knowing the Atma is attaining the Atma. Knowing Swarupma of the Atma is attaining the Swarupma of the Atma. Knowing freedom, being one's own essential nature, is what? Attaining freedom. To upacharyate. Why? The hetu is given, reason is given. Pratyagatmak, pratyagatmatvat. Atma has the status of being the pratyagatma, the innermost self, the truth of I, of every being. Upacharyate. See, upacharyate means it is expressed, isn't it? Upacharaha means what? It's only a figurative expression. Attainment is a figurative expression for saying understanding. Understanding is attaining. As long as Atma Swarupam being freedom, limitlessness is not understood, Atma is as though not attained. Can you ever attain yourself? Can you ever reach yourself? The one thing which you cannot reach, we need not reach, never can I not attain, is your Swarupam, yourself. So how long will the fire take to reach its Swarupam of being the heat? It need not attain. It's ever inseparably as one's own Swarupam. Therefore, really attainment is not at all possible. Attainment is a word used figuratively. So figuratively used. Gatihi iti upacharyate. Gatihi iti avagatihi, understanding of one's own swarupam alone, is figuratively said to be attainment. As Atma has the status of being the innermost self, the essence, the very content of I of every being. Therefore, it is not wrong in saying, okay, pratyagatmatvam cha. Why it is not a place? Generally, when the word gatihi is used, you're going somewhere, you must come return also. Returning is going somewhere means there must be returning also from that place. If it is a place, you are going to reach a place. If there's a physical distance, there's a time distance, then one has to return. Moksha has something to be attained. There's no time distance, physical distance, spatial distance between the Atma and the freedom. Atma and Moksha, Atma and the fullness. There's no time distance, spatial distance between fire and the heat. It is Swarup. There's no distance. Time distance is not there. Spatial distance is not there. Therefore, real attainment is not there. It's only understanding alone is said to be attainment. As Atma Swarup, so freedom is one's own Swarupam. Limitlessness is one's own Swarupam. Okay. Pratyagatmatvam cha darshitam indriya mano buddhi paratvena. Again, pratyagatmatvam cha darshitam. Atma having the status of being the innermost self of, innermost essence of one's own self, every being, also has been beautifully revealed, shown. As what? Shown as something which is distinct from, not distant from, something which is distinct from the mind, sense organs, and intellect, etc. Indriya, mano, buddhi, paratvena darshitam. See, pratyagatmatvam has been shown. Pratyagatmatvam has been brought to light, illumined, clarified, shown. Kim darshitam, pratyagatmatvam darshitam. Pratyagatmatvam has been very clearly shown. Pratyagatmatvam means what? Atma, the absolute reality, abstract, formless, subtlest, all-pervasive reality, implied by the term Atma, having the status of being the innermost essence of one's own self, innermost essence of every being, available for recognition as the truth of I, the content of I, has been very beautifully shown, clearly shown as something which is distinct from, greater than, superior to the sense organs, mind, intellect, mind and intellect. Because physical body, very easy. Oh, physical body is object of knowledge. And we, not only physical body, beyond the physical body, what is there is what? Subtle powers, sense organs, indriyani. Then manaha, mind is there, which alone, the function of which alone, the function of mentation alone, contribute to the function of sense organs. The mind is much subtler. Again, subtler than it is buddhi. And beyond, subtler than the buddhi is what? Here we say, this Atma. Therefore, indriya mano buddhi paratvena. So, the essential Atma having the status of being the innermost essence has been shown as Atma having the status of being subtler and greater and superior to and also distinct from the sense organs, mind and intellect. ஓகே. யஹஹி கந்தா வய தி ஸ்வரூபம் விச் இஸ் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் இஸ் இன்செப்பரபிள் ஒன் திங். தி ஃப்ரீடம் விச் இஸ் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட், லிமிட்லெஸ் விச் இஸ் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட், ஹாப்பினஸ் விச் இஸ் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் இஸ் வெரி ஸ்வரூபம் ஆஃப் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் செல்ஃப். இட் இஸ் நாட் சம்திங் அவே ஃப்ரம் ஒன் செல்ஃப், அதர் தேன் ஒன் செல்ஃப். யோகி கந்தா சோகதம் சோ சோகதம் அப்ரத்ய குரூபம். யோகி கந்தா சக அகதம் அகதம் அப்ரத்ய குரூபம் கச்சதி அநாத்மபூதம் ந விபர்யயேன. யஹஹி கந்தா சக யஹஹி கந்தா, கந்தா a person who is a கந்தா, one who is a goer, one who is going. கந்தா means கந்த்ரு, the person who is going is கந்தா. ரிகாரந்தா புல்லிங்கஹ கந்த்ரு சப்தஹ பிரதமா விபக்தோ ஏகவச்சனே கந்தா இதி ரூபம். யஹஹி கந்தா சக அப்ரத்ய குரூபம் கச்சதி. யஹஹி கந்தா சக கச்சதி, தி பர்சன் ஹூஸ் கோயிங், ஹூஸ் டிராவலிங். அ கந்தா, இஃப் டேக் இட் இஸ் அன் அட்ஜெக்டிவ், தி ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் கோயிங், the goer, the traveler, the mover, the one who is moving, traveling, that person, gacchati, he reaches what? He reaches agatam apratyagrupam anatmabhutam. What he reaches must be something other than one's own self. You can never reach yourself. If you are a traveler, if you are the one who is going, then you can reach something which is other than yourself. It can be a place, it can be an object, it can be something which is other than yourself alone you can reach. Something other than yourself you can attain. Attainment is always of something which is other than one's own self. I tell you, I have to just pay my respects to Pujya Swamiji here. The very introduction to Vedanta itself, Swamiji makes so much, all the hits a lot. Shankaracharya's Hridayam, he brings in his introductory talks itself. That's all, anything you read, for me, everything was very simple. Why so much of strain here? I taught you in this introduction to Vedanta classes. My introductory class, I told you. What is to be attained must be away, other than oneself. Attainment is always of something which is other than oneself, which is away from oneself. How can you attain something which is your own sarupam? You can never attain it. It's only understanding. Therefore, yahi ganta saha gacchati. The person who is going, the traveler, the person who is in journey, who is on his journey, always reaches something which is agatam, which has not been attained. What is attained must be something which has not yet been attained. You need not attain what has been already attained. Gatam means something which has been already attained. Mokshaha is something already attained. Accomplishment of the already accomplished. Attainment of the already attained. Achievement of the already achieved. What is Atmasarupam? Mokshaha, freedom, limitlessness, fullness, happiness, each your own sarupam. When you discover it, discovering and claiming the ownership of freedom is the attainment of the already attained in terms of knowledge. Accomplishment of the already accomplished. Praptasya praptihi. Praptasya praptihi. Therefore, yahi ganta, the person who is traveling, who is going, saha gacchati. He always reaches, attains, goes to something which has not yet been attained before. Apratyagrupam. Apratyagrupam. Okay. Pratyagrupam means what? One's own self is pratyagrupam. He always attains something which is other than oneself, one's own self. Pratyagrupam means which is one's own self. Apratyagrupam, which is something other than oneself. Okay. Pratyagatma is one's own self. Apratyag means what? Other than this self. Rupa means what? That which is in the mouth of something which is other than oneself. Third thing, anatma bhutam. And what is attained definitely must be anatma, the non-self. So, yaha ganta sahakim gacchati, sahagatam gacchati, apratyagrupam gacchati, anatma bhutam gacchati. Whoever attains anything, that what is attained must be, which has not yet been attained before, which is other than oneself, and which is definitely non-self, anatma. Anatma bhutam, which is in the name of anatma, which is apratyagrupam. Pratyagrupam is one's own self. Apratyagrupam, other than oneself. Agatam, which has not yet been attained before. Na viparyayena. Na viparyayena. Definitely not na viparyayena. Viparyena nagachati. It has not attained anything which is of the diagonally different nature. Okay. Therefore, what? So what? Here, please understand the word gatihi, even though literally it means movement, attainment, destination, etc. It does not mean literally the movement, attainment or destination. It is only a figurative expression for avagatihi. Avagatihi is a figurative expression for avagatihi. Why avagatihi? Avagatihi to gatihi ukchate. Because Atma is one's own essential nature. Atma is the very truth of I, the content of I. Atma is pratyagatma. Atma is the innermost essence. Okay. Therefore, it is not physical attainment. It's not attainment, which because there's no physical time distance between Atma and I. Tathacha Shrutihi. So Shruti also says, Anadvaga Advasu Parayishnavaha Ityadya Anadvaga Advasu Parayishnavaha Ityadyaha Tathacha Darshayati Pratyagatmatvam Sarvasya Anadvaga Advasu Parayishnavaha Ityadyaha. Okay. So, Ityadyaha means etc. So, statements such as these. Statements Shrutihi, Upanishads or Veda Shastram, in other Upanishads, presents many statements such as these. ఇత్యాద్యాహ. వన్ ఆఫ్ చెప్పండి ఇస్ వాట్ అనధ్వగ అధ్వసు పారైష్ణవ. డోంట్ థింక్ ఓన్లీ స్టేట్మెంట్, సో మెనీ స్టేట్మెంట్స్ సచ్ యాస్ దిస్. వాట్ డస్ ది సెంటెన్స్ మీన్? అనధ్వగ అధ్వసు పారైష్ణవ. ఓకే, వెరీ. పారయిష్ణు ఉకారాంత పుల్లింగ పారయిష్ణు శబ్ద బహువచనే పారయిష్ణవ ఇది రూపం. పారయిష్ణు ఇస్ ఎ డెసిరేటివ్ వర్డ్. పారయిష్ణు ఇస్ ఎ డెసిరేటివ్ వర్డ్. వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ మీన్? సి, one who is desirous of going beyond. Param gantum icchati. Param gantum icchayasya. Param gantum icchayasya. Param etam icchayasya. Parayishnuhu. Parayishnuhu means the one who is desirous of going beyond. The one who is desirous of going beyond is Parayishnuhu. Parayishnavaha, those who are desirous of going beyond. Okay? Beyond what? Those who are desirous of going beyond are said to be Parayishnavaha. Going beyond what? Adhvasu. Those who are desirous of going beyond all. Adhva means path. Adhvasu. Going beyond all tracks of journey. Those who are desirous of going beyond all tracks of journey, all paths of journey. Such people, anadvagaha, okay, anadvagaha means అధ్వని యహ గచ్చతి సహ అధ్వగ. వన్ హూ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్ ఎ గివన్ పాత్, వన్ హూ ఇస్ రైడింగ్ ఆన్ ఎ గివన్ పాత్, వన్ హూ ఇస్ వాకింగ్ ఆన్ ఎ గివన్ పాత్, వన్ హూ ఇస్ టేకన్ ఎ గివన్ పాత్ ఈ సెడ్ బి అధ్వగ. అధ్వని గచ్చతి యహ సహ అధ్వగ. అనధ్వగ ఈస్ ద వన్ హూ ఇస్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్ ఎనీ పాత్. Now, one who does not take any path to reach any destination is anadvagaha. 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 Adva, adva means road, path, track. Advagaha means the one who is on the road, the one who is on a given path, one who is walking on a given path is said to be advagaha. Sarvagaha. Sarvatra gachati iti sarvagaha. Similarly, advani gachati iti advagaha. But anadvagaha means one who is not on any path, any road. One who is not on any road is anadvagaha. సో అనద్వగాహ ప్లూరల్ వర్డ్, అకారంత పుల్లింగ శబ్ద. అద్వగ అద్వగౌ అద్వగాహ. అనద్వగ అనద్వగౌ అనద్వగాహ. సో దోస్ హు ఆర్ నాట్ ఆన్ ఎనీ పాత్ ఆర్ అనద్వగాహ. సో పీపుల్ హు డు నాట్ టేక్ ఎనీ పాత్ ఆర్ హు ఆర్ నాట్ ఆన్ ఎనీ రోడ్ ఎనీ ట్రాక్ అనద్వగాహ అద్వసు పారయిష్ణవ. అద్వసు పారయిష్ణవ అనద్వగాహ. పీపుల్ హూ వాంట్ టు గో బియాండ్ ఆల్ పార్ట్స్ ఆర్ దోస్ హూ ఆర్ నాట్ ఆన్ ఎనీ పార్ట్స్. who do not take to any tracks. Okay, these statement, such as there are many statements, Shruti states many statements such as this. Thereby, what does Shruti show? Tathacha darshayati. Tathacha darshayati. Then it shows pratyagatmattvam sarvasya. Pratyagatmattvam sarvasya means what? Shruti shows this absolute reality implied by the term Atma being, Atma having the status of being the essence of every being, every individual being. Atma having status of being innermost essence of one's own self. Okay. So what? Gatihi should not be mistaken for real destination or an end or a movement, etc. Gatihi actually implies avagatihi, understanding. Understanding one's own swarupa means attaining one's own swarupa. Understanding, having the knowledge of the self, having knowledge of one's own swarupa means attaining one's own self, attaining one's own swarupam. Now, attaining one's own swarupam being moksha. Okay. With this, we enter into the 12th mantra. Is it clear? Can I go ahead? Are you all with me? Are you all reading a book? Okay. You can read when I'm not doing the class. Yeshaha. Yeshaha yeshas sarveshu bhuteshu gudhotmana prakashate yeshas sarveshu bhuteshu gudhotmana prakashate drishyate tvagriya buddhya drishyate tvagriya buddhya Sukshmaya Sukshma Darshibhi Yesha Sarveshu Bhuteshu Gudhotmana Prakashate Drishyate Tvagriya Buddhya Sukshmaya Sukshma Darshibhi. Okay. Now in this mantra, the Upanishad says, Yeshaha na prakashate. Sarveshu bhuteshu na prakashate. Yeshaha asti parantu na prakashate. Okay, this absolute reality, subtlest reality, formless reality, all pervasive reality, implied by the term Atma, is there as the innermost essence, a very content of I, the truth of I, from which alone I rises, exists and resolves, is there as in every being. But, sarveshu bhuteshu gudaha atma, atma asti parantu gudaha. It's atma is. There's not even a fraction of second Atma reality is not there as one's own Swarupam. That is why, where is, when is Bhagavan, when are you away from Bhagavan Ishvara? We're away from the truth, the very you, you are the truth, you are Ishvara. You are Ishvara means what? Ishvara is there as your Swarupam. The truth is there as your own Swarupam. Now, not in a fraction of a second, you cannot be here in the world without the Atma. Your very presence is the proof that you are. Atma is there as you. Therefore, Yeshaha Sarveshu Bhuteshu Asti Parantu. But, how is it? Gudaha. It is hidden. Gudaha. It is hidden. Therefore, what? Na Prakashate. It does not shine. even though Atma is there, all-pervasive Atma, cannot move an inch from where it is because of its all-pervasive nature, sarva-gatatvat na chalati, it does not move, does not go away, cannot go anywhere. There's never a time Atma is not there, Atma is not there, no place Atma is not there, no object where Atma is not there, Atma is there always, everywhere, as everything, as a truth of everything. But still, sarveshu bhuteshu Atma yadyapi asti, tathapi gudha asti. Yesha Atma gudha asti, remains hidden. Therefore what? As though it is not there, even though it is there, as though it is not there, it remains hidden. Na prakashate, it does not shine. Does not shine means what? Does not become revealed. You know you are, but you do not know what you are. You know you are, but you do not know what you are. Similar, that's what Vishnu. So Atma is there. Atma does not shine. Then become revealed. Na prakashate. But he says, sukshma darshibihi drishyate. Atma is seen only by people of subtlest vision. Sukshma darshibihi. People of much, much subtler vision, only by people of subtle vision, Atma is seen. Atma, eshaha Atma, drishyate. Kaihi drishyate, sukshma darshibihi drishyate. Only by people of subtle vision, Atma is seen. Atma is seen means, again, don't think Atma is innocent. Seen means, the passive voice sentence. Therefore, Atma is an object in this passive voice sentence. So, Atma is not an object. Atma is seen by people of subtle vision as their own Swarupam. As the truth of I, as the Swarupam of the subject, as the truth of the knower I, not as an object. Sukshma darshibihi, Atma is seen as the truth of the subject, not as the object. How? Agriyaya to agriyaya. Agriyaya, sukshmaya, buddhya. Atma is seen as a rupma of one's own self, as a truth of one's own self, as a truth of I, with what? And by, with subtle, sharp intellect. Agriya. Agriya buddhi means what? Sharp intellect. Sukshma means subtle intellect. Sukshma buddhi, agriya buddhi. Agriya, sukshmaya buddhya, sukshma darshibihi drishyate. Through highly subtle and sharp intellect, Atma is discovered, seen as the swarupam of very I, swarupam of the knower I, not as an object. So, what does this mantra say? That's all finished. Mantra says, there's never a time Atma is not there. Atma is always there in all sarveshu bhuteshu. Sada Atma asti. Parantu Atma gudaha asti. Atma remains hidden. Therefore, na prakashate, does not shine. But that Atma, which is always there, already there as one's own sarupam, is seen only by people of subtle vision through the highly sharp and subtle intellect. Okay. Now, see the Bhashyam now. ஏஷஹ புருஷஹ. நவ் சங்கர புகத்பாதா ஆல்சோ டேக்கிங் தட் ப்ரோனவுன் மாஸ்குலின் ப்ரோனவுன் ஹி யூஸ் த டெம் புருஷஹ அகெய்ன் பிகாஸ் தி வேர்ட் புருஷஹ வாஸ் மென்ஷன்ட் இன் தி ப்ரீவியஸ் மந்திர. ஏஷஹ புருஷஹ. வை ஏஷஹ புருஷஹ? ஏஷஹ மீன்ஸ் திஸ். This means what? This all pervasive reality obtaining as the nearest self. The truth of I, Purushaha, Sarveshu, Sarveshu Bhuteshu means what? Sarveshu means Brahmadi, Brahmadi Stambha Paryanteshu Bhuteshu. In all the beings, right from the most exalted being Brahma to the least important, okay, being, even the non-living is Stambha, okay, opposed. Stambha Paryanteshu, not one being, all the living beings, all the non-living things, even the most exalted being is the most superior being is Brahma. Okay? And here, include, leave, or take all the living beings and come to non-living things. Is Stambha. Stambha Paryanteshu, Bhuteshu. In all the beings, in living and non-living things, in all the beings, the entirety of the beings, obtaining in all the worlds also, all the worlds. So right from Brahma, the most exalted being, to the least ordinary being, things such as Stambha Adi, such as Stambha, the post, etc. And all of them, Gudaha. Gudaha means what? Samvritaha. Gudaha, hidden, means Samvritaha. Samvritaha. So, again the question comes, how can Atma be hidden? How can water be hidden by the wave? The very wave exists in the water. How can the wave hide the water? Similarly, in time and space, all the beings exist within the realm of time and space. Everything, all the 14 worlds, all the inhabitants of all the 14 worlds, all the elements and elementals, living and non-living, everything exists in Atma. How can Atma be hidden? Atma is really not hidden. Atma cannot be covered, cannot be hidden. Atma is ever non-coverable. Nirvanam Brahma. Ever non-coverable. Atma is spatially limitless. Absolutely spatially limitless. It accommodates even space. Such Atma. Such Purusha. How can Atma be hidden? Covered. Therefore not really hidden, as though hidden. Even the Atma. Atma is there in all the living beings, all the non-living things, right from the top, the most exalted being called Brahma to even the least ordinary thing, such as the post, etc. From Paryanteshu, Sarveshu, Atma is there, but still as though hidden, Samvritaha, Gudaha, Iva, I'm adding. Samvritaha Gudaha means what? Hidden means what? Samvritaha means hidden. Gudaha means hidden. As though hidden means what? He said, Darshana, Shravana, Adi, Karma, Avidya, Karma, Avidya, Maya, Channaha, Avidya, Maya, Channaha, தர்ஷன ஸ்ரவணாதி கர்ம அவித்யா மாயாச்சன்னஹ அத்தக ஏவ ஆத்மான பிரகாஷத்தே. ஆத்மா அது மீனிங் ஆஸ் தோ ஹிடன், ஆத்மா டஸ் நாட் ஷைன். வை தெரியஸ் இஸ் ஆத்மான பிரகாஷத்தை கிமர்த்தம் அத்தக ஏவ அத்த தேர் ஃபோர் ஓன்லி ஆத்மா டஸ் நாட் ஷைன். கிவ் தர்ஷன ஸ்ரவணாதி கர்மா வித்யா மாயா சென்ன. தர்ஷன ஸ்ரவண ஆதி கர்ம அவித்யா மாயா சென்ன. Channaha means covered. Okay. Covered by what? Mayaya channa. Maya achannaha channaha. Both mean the same. Maya achannaha. Maya channaha. Maya channaha. Maya achannaha. Both mean the same. Achadayati chadayati. Chadayati covers. ஆச்சாதயதி கவர்ஸ், சேம் மீனிங். தட்ஸ் எ பிளாங்க் இஸ் கால்ட் ஆச்சாதகம். ஓகே, ஆச்சன்னஹா அர்ச்சன்னஹா. மாயா இஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் கவர்ட். கவர்ட் பை வாட்? மாயையா. மாயாச்சன்னஹா மாயாச்சன்னஹா. மாயா ஆச்சன்னஹா மாயாச்சன்னஹா. திருத்தியா தற்புருஷ மாசம். ஆத்மா இஸ் கவர்ட் பை மாயா. மாயா இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் வாட்? இக்னரன்ஸ். ஆத்மா இஸ் கவர்ட் பை இக்னரன்ஸ். அவித்யா மாயா சன்னஹா. ஆத்மா இஸ் கவர்ட் பை மாயா இன் டர்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் இக்னரன்ஸ். ஆத்மா இஸ் ஆஸ் தோ கவர்ட் பை மாயா இன் டர்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் இக்னரன்ஸ். Why covered? Why is it there or not? If Atma is not there, all functions are not possible. But for the blessing of the Atma, the presence of Atma itself is a blessing. See, people ask for blessings, okay? What's a blessing? What is grace? The presence of Atma itself is grace. Presence of Atma itself is a blessing. How? The presence of Atma alone is expressed in the form of all functions which are happening. Darshanam is possible. Shravanam is possible. Okay. Speaking is possible. Seeing is possible. Hearing is possible. Speaking is possible. Breathing is possible. Digestion is possible. You have to include all functions. All physiological functions are possible. All sensory perceptions are possible. All physical activities are possible. So, all functions of the instruments of action, knowledge, actions of instruments of actions, all these functions are possible only because of the blessing of Atma in the form of very presence, mere presence. Sannidhi mantrena sarvam karayati. Therefore, darshana shravanadi karma. So, darshanam, shravanam, only two functions are mentioned here. Adi means etc. Karma. Avidya maya channaha. The Atma, because of whose blessing functions such as all activities such as seeing, hearing, etc. are possible, that Atma is as though hidden by Maya in terms of the form of ignorance. Therefore, that is why ataha eva atmana prakashate. Atmatvena kasyachit. Atma does not shine as one's own self. Atmatvena means what? As the very self. Atmatvena na prakashate. Kasya chite. Okay, kasichit means for anyone, for someone, for anyone. Atma, atmatvena prakashate. Atma does not shine as one's own self. Atma being one's own self is not Atma being, Atma having the status of being the self of one's own, self of every being does not shine. Okay. Atma does not shine as one's own self. We are talking about Atma as though it's an object. No, Atma does not shine as one's own self. Why? Because Atma is covered by Maya in him of ignorance, and the ignorance caused, the functions also. Seeing, hearing, etc. In fact, ignorance caused function, all the functions are possible because the blessing of Atma. And with these functions which happen because blessing of Atma themselves contribute for also what? Contribute for the erroneous perception, erroneous, the wrong identity. Therefore, avidya, Atma is covered by Maya in terms of ignorance in the form of all functions such as seeing, hearing, thinking, etc. Because if eyes are seeing, you had to see what? I see. Ears are hearing, I hear. Mind is thinking, I think. Mind is confused, I have confusions. Like this, because of this Atma is as though hidden. Darshana Shravanadi Karma Avidyamaya Channaha. Darshana Shravanadi Karma Avidyamaya Achannaha. Atma is covered by Maya in the form of ignorance, in the form of all functions, etc. Even though all functions are part because the blessing of the Atma, still Atma does not shine for anyone as one's own self. This all pervasive absolute reality of the whole cosmos is none other than myself. I own my own sarupam. I am Atma, aham Atma asmi. That one does not see this fact. One kasyapi kasyachit atmatvena prakashate. Kasyachit means kasyapi. For none does Atma shine as one's own self. Because Atma is covered by the power of the unmanned power of Maya in the form of self-ignorance, which contributes for all functions such as actions, and because the which contributes identity with those actions and functions, thereby Atma is covered. Atma does not shine as one's own self. Is it clear? Clear or not? The two things you have to remember. All functions are possible because the blessing of Atma. That's true. But this is what Atma is. And I am that Atma. That vision doesn't happen. The presence of Atma contributes for the functioning of all functions. But the same, because of partial ignorance is there. That is avidya. Avidya is only partial ignorance. And Maya, this the power of knowing called Maya, unmanned power of knowing called Maya, in the form of partial ignorance of one's own self, which expresses itself in the form of all functions and actions, etc. By Maya, by it alone, Atma is covered. Okay, how can ignorance cover Atma? How can ignorance cover the Atma? Ignorance itself enjoys existence in Atma. How can ignorance cover the Atma? I told you many times, 22 years ago, 20 years ago, many, 15 years ago, I can say, Mangamma's house and Tilaka's house, every house, I get example of what? Rambutan. Remember? Rambutan ignorance. Ignorance of rambutan covers rambutan. Similarly, repeat same thing I have to say. We do not know something, right, having right in front of you, also, in spite of seeing that object also, you having clear vision, not having problem with your eyes, not having darkness there, having the light also, having right in front of you also, you may not see something. You are ignorant of that object. Ignorance covers. Ignorance covers. So this is how ignorance covers. And ignorance alone covers Atma. Ignorance expresses itself in the form of all functions and activities. The partial ignorance thereby contributes for wrong identity, erroneous perception. So this Atma is covered by the unmanifest power of my knowing, in the form knowing called Maya, in the form of partial ignorance, which expresses itself in the form of all functions and activities, which contributes for wrong identity and erroneous self-perception, superimposition of limitations of the problems, those attributes, anatma upon the Atma, covers the, okay, this is how Atma is covered by the Maya, covered by Maya. Very nice. Never what happens? Even though Atma is always, there is the truth of I, na prakashate kasyachit. Atmatvena prakashate. Atma does not shine as one's own self. Aham Atma, aham Brahmasmi. Iti na bhati. Does not prakashate. Is it clear? Can I go ahead now? Can I go ahead? Aho. I'm going to read one more sentence. Stop here, okay? Aho. I think if you have any doubts, please you can ask me. I'm going to stop in 2 minutes. Aho. Ati gambhira. Duravagahya vichitra maya cha yam yade ayam sarvaha jantuhu paramarthataha paramartha hatattvaha api evam bodhyamanaha aham paramatma iti na grinnati. Very nice, beautiful sentence. I love to explain this now, but time is not there. Okay. I love this sentence. Aham paramatma iti na grinnati. Aham paramatma iti na grinnati. Sarvaha jantuhu. Sarvaha jantuhu. Ayam sarvaha jantuhu. See, jantuhu literally means every living creature. But you take it as human being. I am sarvaha jantuhu. This every human being or every living being, paramarthataha, absolutely, aham paramatma, absolutely, I am the absolute self. Iti na grinnati, does not understand, does not grasp. Ayam sarvaha jantu paramarthatah aham paramatma iti na grinnati. Absolutely, I the knower am the all pervasive abstract reality consciousness paramatma iti, thus does not grasp, does not understand. Why? He said, my God, aho. It's all because it's Maya. Ati gambhira. Ati gambhira. దురవగాహ్య విచిత్రా మాయా చ ఇయం. ఇయం మాయా, ఫస్ట్ హీ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ మాయా. ఇయం మాయా కా ఇయం మాయా, హూ ఇస్ దిస్ మాయా, వాట్ ఇస్ దిస్ మాయా, కా ఇయం మాయా, ద క్వశ్చన్ ఇస్ ఆస్క్డ్. ఓకే, దాన్ ఇస్ గివెన్ కా ఇయం మాయా విచిత్రా. ఫస్ట్ అడ్జెక్టివ్ డిస్కవరీ మాయా, విచిత్రా మాయా, ఇయం విచిత్రా మాయా, ఇయం దుర్ అవగాహ్యా మాయా, దుర్ అవగాహ్యా మాయా, సెకండ్ డిస్క్రిప్షన్. థర్డ్ వర్డ్ అతి గంభీరా మాయా, మాయా కీదృశి, మాయా కీదృశి, మాయా కా, ఇఫ్ ద క్వశ్చన్ ఇస్ ఆస్క్డ్ యు మస్ట్ గివ్ ది ఆన్సర్. అతి గంభీరా ఇయం మాయా, దుర్ అవగాహ్యా ఇయం మాయా, విచిత్రా ఇయం మాయా. అహో, అహో ఈజ్ అన్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్క్లమేషన్, ఎక్స్క్లమేటరీ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్. మై ఓకే, అహో అలాస్, ఇట్స్ అమేజింగ్. వాట్ టు సే, లుక్ అట్ దిస్, అమేజింగ్, ఇస్ అమేజింగ్ దట్ దిస్ మాయా, ఇయం మాయా విచిత్ర, ఇయం మాయా దురవగాహ్య, ఇయం మాయా అతి గంభీర. See, Gambhira means what? One well-known Swami is in Ramakrishna Madhukal, Gambhirananda. Most of the books are written by him. So, Gambhira Atma means what? Gambhira means deep, profound. And okay, Ati Gambhira means what? Too profound, too deep, very profound, very deep. See, iyam, not iyam, iyam. Iyam maya, this maya is ati gambhira. Iyam maya ati gambhira. This maya is extremely deep. And dur avagahya. Avagahanam. Avagahanam means understanding. Avagahya means understandable, comprehensible. Dur avagahya means very difficult to comprehend. So, comprehensible with great difficulty. This maya is too subtle and too deep, too profound. That it is comprehensible with a great difficulty. Comprehensible with a great difficulty. It is difficult to comprehend. So incomprehensible. Not easily understandable. Maya is too profound that it cannot, is not understandable easily. Not comprehensible easily. And vichitra. See, vaichitryam is noun. Manifoldness. Vaichitryam, manifoldness. Vichitra means what? It is not, Maya alone is only power. When manifest is manifold. Vichitra, vichitra maya. Therefore, your maya is of this description. And therefore, what happens? That maya being such, maya is of this nature, and I am sarvaha jantuhu. This sarvaha jantuhu means this end, every living being or every human being here. Jantuhu. పరమార్థతః అహం పరమాత్మా ఇతి న గృహ్ణాతి. ఎవ్రీ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ డస్ నాట్ గ్రాస్ ది ఫ్యాక్ట్, అండర్స్టాండ్ ది ఫ్యాక్ట్ దట్ ఐ ది సెల్ఫ్ యామ్ ది పరమాత్మ. I, the knower, am the absolute reality, absolute self, Paramatma. Itna grinnati. Why? It says, we'll see later on. Paramartha satattvaha api. Paramartha satattvaha api. Paramatma hatattvaha api. Even though every human being has Paramatma as one's own self, one's own truth. Paramatma satattvaha. Paramata hatattvaha. What does it mean? Paramatma, every human being has or is with Paramatma as one's own truth. Paramatmanam satattvena paramatma satattvaha. Every human being has Paramatma as the very truth of one's own self. Api paramarthatvaha api paramarthataha, absolutely, even though every human being has Paramatma as the very truth of oneself, evam bodhyamanaha, and even every human being, even though bodhyamanaha api, Even though everyone is being taught also, that you are Paramatma, Paramatma is your Swarupam, taught also, still, Aham Paramatma iti na grinnati. So in spite of being taught, in spite of having Paramatma as one's own truth, still every human being does not grasp this fact of one's own self being Paramatma. Very nice. Why? Yeah, Maya is very manifold, vichitra. Maya is comprehensible with a great difficulty, not easily comprehensible. And Maya is too profound. Therefore, what happens? Yet that I am Sarvaha Jantuhu, is every human being, though absolutely the Paramatma, having Paramatma as one's own truth, in spite of being taught also, human does not grasp the fact that I am, that he is Paramatma. Understand the fact, I, the self, am Paramatma. Anatmanam dehendriyadi sanghatam atmanaha drishyamanam api ghatadivat atmatvena aham amushyaha putraha iti anuchyamano api grinnati. In spite of being taught that you are Atma, he says, understand, I am Atma. And the fact that I, the self, am the Atma. But anuchyamanaha api, even nobody is telling him that you are the body, still anuchyamanaha api, without being taught also, grinnati, he takes the anatma as the atma. In spite of being taught, he does not take the atma as the atma. He takes anatma as the atma. Does not take paramatma as the atma, but he takes anatma as the atma. Anatmanam grinnati, anatmanam atmatvena grinnati. He mistakes the Atma, Anatma for the Atma. How? Deha Indriyadi Sanghatam. దేహేంద్రియాది సంఘాతం. హి మిస్టేక్స్ ది అనాత్మ ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ సంఘాతం, ది బాడీ మైండ్ సెన్స్ కాంప్లెక్స్. సంఘాతం మీన్స్ వాట్? ది కాంప్లెక్స్. దేహ ఇంద్రియ ఆది సంఘాతం. హీ మిస్టేక్స్ ది అనాత్మ ది కాంప్లెక్స్ ఆఫ్ బాడీ మైండ్ ఎక్సెట్రా. అనాత్మన దృశ్యమానమ ఆత్మన దృశ్యమానమపి ఇన్ స్పైట్ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ అన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆల్సో. హీ మిస్టేక్స్ ది అనాత్మ ది బాడీ మైండ్ సెన్స్ కాంప్లెక్స్ ఇన్ స్పైట్ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ అన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్. ఆత్మన దృశ్యమానమపి ఇన్ స్పైట్ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ఆన్ సోన్ సెల్ సచ్ యాజ్ పాట్ ఎక్సెట్రా ఘటాధివత్ లైక్ పాట్ ఎక్సెట్రా ఆత్మత్వేన గృహ్ణాతి అహం అముష్య పుత్ర ఇతి. I am son of this person, so and so. Aham amushyah putraha. I am the son of this person. Iti as anuchyamanah api. Without being taught also, he takes the anatma as the self. Anatmanam anatmatvena grinnati. అనాత్మానం ఆత్మత్వేన గృహ్ణాతి. హీ టేక్స్ ది అనాత్మ యాస్ ది ఆత్మ. అనాత్మ విచ్ అనాత్మ? అనాత్మ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ది బాడీ మైండ్ సెన్స్ కాంప్లెక్స్, కాంప్లెక్స్ సచ్ యాస్ బాడీ మైండ్ ఎక్సెట్రా, విచ్ ఇస్ ఇన్ స్పైట్ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ ఎన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ వన్స్ ఓన్ సెల్ఫ్ సచ్ యాస్ పాట్ ఎక్సెట్రా. హీ మిస్టేక్స్ అనాత్మ ఫర్ ది ఆత్మ. And saying what? I am son of so and so, I am son of this person, etc. And he is not taught. Anuchyamanah api, without being taught also. See, in spite of being taught, he does not take Paramatma as the Atma. Without being taught also, he takes Anatma for the as the Atma. Okay, this is the literal translation of the Bhashyam, which I'll continue tomorrow. Is it all right? Is it clear? This paragraph, this Aho Ati Gambhira Duravagahya, I'll read it. The second sentence I'll read again tomorrow. Okay. I can put it my own words. If you take it like this way, it will be very, very easy. Iyam maya ati gambhira duravagahya vichitra. Full stop. I am sarvaha. Yeah, you can drop the I am. Make a second sentence that. I am sarvaha jantuhu paramartha satatvaha api. Evam bodhyamanaha api. Paramarthataha అహం పరమాత్మా ఇతి న గృహ్ణాతి. ఫుల్ స్టాప్. అయం సర్వః అపి జంతుః దేహ ఇంద్రియాది సంఘాతం ఆత్మనః దృశ్యమానమపి అనాత్మానం ఘటాదివత్ ఆత్మనః దృశ్యమానమపి అనాత్మానం ఆత్మత్వేన గృహ్ణాతి. అహం అముష్య పుత్ర ఇది అనుచ్యమాన అపి ఆత్మత్వేన గృహ్ణాతి. ఇస్ ఇట్ క్లియర్? అనుచ్యమాన నో వర్డ్ ఇస్ ఇట్ యువర్ నో బడీ స్టార్ట్. ఓకే, యు ఆర్ బాడీ మైండ్ కాంప్లెక్స్ అనుచ్యమాన స్టిల్ దెన్ దృశ్యమానం. దృశ్యమానమపి ఘటాధివత్ లైక్ పాట్ ఎక్సెట్రా దిస్ బాడీ మైండ్ ఇస్ కాంప్లెక్స్ దో ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ వన్స్ ఓన్ సెల్ఫ్ ఆత్మన దృశ్యమానమపి ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ వన్స్ ఓన్ సెల్ఫ్ స్టిల్ தேகேந்திரியாதி சங்காத்தம் அனாத்மானம் ஆத்மத்வேன கிருணாதி. ஹி ஸ்டில் மிஸ்டேக்ஸ் தி அனாத்மா தி பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் தோ இட்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் ஜஃப் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் செல்ஃப் அஸ் வெல் லைக் தி பாட் எக்ஸெட்ரா ஸ்டில் மிஸ்டேக்ஸ் தி அனாத்மா ஃபார் தி ஆத்மா மிஸ்டேக்ஸ் தி அனாத்மா அஸ் தி ஆத்மா. And thereby he says what? Amushyaha putraha aham. I am son of this person, etc. Okay. Any questions? I'm stopping here. Any questions? We'll continue tomorrow. Any questions?
Swamini. Could you split up the compound darshana, shravana, avidya?
Yes.
Karma, where does it end?
Yeshaha purushaha sarveshu brahmadistamba paryanteshu bhuteshu gudaha samvrutaha darshana shravanadi karma avidya maya achannaha archannaha channaha.
This is a whole compound?
Yeah. No. And the
Or does it end at karma?
No. Darshana shravanadi karma avidya maya channaha. Then next sentence is atayeva channaha. Yeshaha purushaha brahmadi stamba pariyanteshu sarveshu bhuteshu gudaha samvrutaha தர்ஷன ஸ்ரவணாதி கர்ம அவித்யா மாயா சன்னஹா ஃபுல் ஸ்டாப். அதஹ ஏவ தட் இஸ் வை தேர்ஃபோர் அதஹ ஏவ அத ஏவ தட் இஸ் வை ஆத்மா ந பிரகாஷதே ஆத்மா ஆத்மத்வேன கஷ்டிச்சித் ந பிரகாஷதே ஆத்மா ஆத்மத்வேன கஷ்டிச்சித் ந பிரகாஷதே ஆத்மா டஸ் நாட் ஷைன் ஃபார் எனி ஒன் ஆஸ் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் செல்ஃப். Is it clear now? Atma kasyachite atmatvena na prakashate. Atma kasyachite atmatvena na prakashate. Atma does not shine for anyone as one's own self. Kimartam na prakashate atayeva. Atma channaha. Atma achannaha. Atma is covered. Covered by what? Covered by the maya. Maya in the what? Self-ignorance. Self-ignorance expressing in the form of what? All the functions, actions such as seeing, hearing, etc. The next explanation, isn't it? Because the person takes the attributes of the body, mind, and complex as one's own attributes. The functions are attributes, isn't it? He mistakes them for as one soul. So we have to understand that how the superimposition happens, etc. That is why one attention is taken away from one's own self. Therefore, Atma remains covered by ignorance. Clear? You must say yes or no. If not clear, please tell me.
Just one thing. In the compound between karma and avidya, there is no split. It's one word. Yeah, it's one whole compound.
Yeah. Darshana shravanadi karma vidya maya chinnaha. One long compound.
Okay. Thank you. Then it's clear.
See, if functions, karma, actions, etc., not only functions, also actions, etc., are expressions of what? Ignorance only. And ignorance is ignorance of self-ignorance. I mean, nothing but partial manifestation of maya. That's why maya in the form of self-ignorance, which expresses itself in the form of all activities, functions, etc. By such maya, is atma is achannaha, covered. Is it clear? Tristan, Surya Deva.
I think there's a couple of words in the Sringeri text which are different. It says, Yahahi Ganta, Soyam Pratyagrupam, and then Purusham Gachati, Anatmabhutam Navindati Swarupena.
Yeah, very nice. Actually, what happens sometimes, the Bhashyam is the manuscripts change, but the meaning does not change. Okay, I can explain that also. Tell me, read out that one.
Yaha hi ganta.
Okay. Yaha hi ganta, the person who is going, okay, or who is traveling, okay, ganta.
Saha ayam pratyagrupam purusham gachati. Anatmabhutam na vindati swarupena.
Okay. Pratyagrupam gachati means what? He, the person who is on the right track of the Shastra, okay, who is following the Shastram, goes by the track of Shastra teaching. Okay. The person who goes by the track of Shastra teaching arrives at Atma as one's own self. As Atma as one's own self. He does not mistake the anatma as one's own self. The two different versions are there. Is it clear? Which means what? If we do not go by the track of Shastram, Shastra teaching, otherwise, by naturally you're ignorant. In spite of being taught also, what? You mistake the anatma for the atma. That's why apratyagrupam. Is it got it now? Apratyagrupam. See, pratyak itself means what? The innermost self. The truth of I is called pratyagatma. Atma means all pervasive reality. The reality is of the nature of all pervasiveness is implied with the term atma. But pratyak, when you say, the truth obtaining as the nearest self. Truth obtaining as the truth of I, the knower, is pratyak. Pratyagatma. Understand? That's a pratyaksha, we say. Pratyaksha, when you say, without any means of knowledge in between. But you know it is, that's why we say, aproksha jnanam, we say that. So pratyek itself means the one's own self. Yaha ganta saha pratyek rupam sarupena gachati. He arrives at the reality in terms of knowledge as one's own self. He goes by the track of Shastra teaching. Whereas, here apratyagrupam, anatmarup, anatma, anatmanam gachati. The explanation is, a person physically who walks, he must reach something, isn't it? He reaches what? Physically, if you take the meaning literally, gachati, he goes means what? Definitely what he attains, reaches, must be anything other than one's. It's a very, very important lesson. That's why Swami has taken this bhashya. See, what they uploaded must be the choice of some scholars. And Puja Swamiji takes this, because very important is what now? Apratyagrupam anatmaru anatmanam gachati. If at all a person physically, if you take, reaching, attaining is always something which is other than oneself, which is non-self, which is away from oneself. Isn't it? To differentiate. That's why here, attainment is not in terms of time and space. Attainment of something which is not time-wise distant or spatially distant. I'll see you tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate.